everybody, to another episode of
Less Than or Sequel to,
the podcast about sequels. Today we're going to
already no. This isn't Jurassic Park 3. No, I can't deal with this
with an impersonation.
It's not. I'm not doing Carl Sagan.
No.
I'm being like an NPR guy.
Okay.
Well, today we're going to be talking a lot about a movie from 2001.
Jurassic Park and Claw Mark 3.
And
Restricted Island. We're moving in.
And no, this movie is not 2001. There's no Space Odyssey here. This is Jurassic Park 3, colon, no extra title. I didn't realize this movie was 14 years old.
Yeah.
I thought it was 2001.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sucked.
I thought this was like 2006, you know, like maybe, you know, 8-9 years ago, maybe. I didn't think it was going to be, you know, half my life ago.
Yeah.
Frightening.
Quarter.
So let's just start off by saying that Jurassic Park is probably it's up there on the Ghostbusters like pantheon of movies that I've seen a billion times.
Yeah.
I saw it 6 times in the theater when it came out when I was 9. It was the first movie that came out in the theater that was like that was really impactful. Like that was the first like big craze movie that came out where kids went fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I have all like legit dinosaur books that have like go in depth and have the Latin names for everything. And I know all about this stuff. And I'm studying dinosaurs all the time. I'm making dinosaur projects whenever I can. I was dinosaur crazy for about 2 years because of Jurassic Park. I think a lot of kids were.
Sure. They called me Dino Kevin.
Yeah. Some backstory on the Jurassic Park movies and the books.
I was a Kevosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
The first one came from Steven Spielberg and Michael Crichton were working on ER together.
Yeah.
They were both producers. And they sort of had the idea of doing this Jurassic Park movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that time, Michael Crichton already had the idea for the book, but he hadn't done the book yet. And which is sort of a weird thing because the first book and the second book and the first movie and the second movie sort of got done at the same time, mm-hmm. even though they differed a lot.
Yeah, the book Jurassic Park and the movie Jurassic Park have very few similarities.
Yeah.
Aside from dinosaurs.
Yes, that's true. And the character names.
Yeah. There's some different. Well, I guess there's some extra characters in the book that don't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ian Malcolm.
Yeah, Ian Malcolm. He was big in the book, but not in the movies. It's weird.
He's pretty big in the pants.
B.D. Wong's character has a big role in Jurassic Park novel.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Not in the movie because Hollywood's racist.
Yeah, that's true. So they got together.
He said that this week, and I believe him.
And homophobic.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got together and came up with the idea for the second one, too. And the second one was not fantastic.
It wasn't terrible.
Now, they tried to do it with the third one. Spielberg wasn't involved this time. They got Michael Crichton to come in.
Joe Johnson or whatever was the director.
Yeah, Joe Johnson.
Yeah, Johnston.
Who did first Captain America movie, which was the only other good movie that he did.
No, he did Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I wrote it down because I looked it up and I couldn't believe it. You keep talking, I'll find the other.
Okay, so they got Michael Crichton in there to sort of brainstorm ideas for the story. He could not come up with anything, so he left without giving them any ideas.
He just made
some shit up.
He had to probably go make Congo.
No, he did. Well, he did Jumanji. He did Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He did the Captain America one, and there were a couple of other movies that were not terrible in there as well.
I want to talk about the writers of this movie.
There were writers?
Yes, really good writers. Now, this movie does not sort of.
Oh, it was like David Goyer attached to it.
It was a David S. Goyer again.
No, two of the writers wrote Sideways and About Schmidt and Election.
Are you kidding me?
And this movie is the second time, this was the first time they got totally screwed by the process because they also wrote I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Oh.
Classic.
Which was supposed to be like a really...
The original script was like this really like insightful, like non-homophobic script before it got Sandlerized.
Yeah.
And completely ruined.
But I do.
So I would really like to read.
Is that your Sandler?
Kevin Smith, I love you.
Well, so they had a third writer come in and rewrite it after mm-hmm. they did. So it would be really interesting to read the original script of Jurassic Park 3 because there's a chance it could actually be really good.
Probably.
Yeah, the Alexander Payne, one of the
probably
writers,
not.
One of the screenwriters.
There's
still,
a chance,
unless the new writer came in and added the fucking kid. If the kid was there from the beginning, it was shit.
He could have.
Alexander Payne is also was the he wrote Nebraska.
Yeah. That's like, that's one of the guys. He has a writing partner that also...
Is it Jim Taylor?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Neville Dean Taylor?
Yes, it's Neville Dean Taylor.
Taylor. Yeah.
And then the guy who came in is... I'm looking it up now. Peter...
Well, don't keep me waiting.
Buchman?
He did those Che Guevara movies.
He did part one and part two, The Piano Tuner, which was made in 2000...
That's a classic film.
It's 201 question mark. That's the date. and Aragon, which I guess that was the one about the dragon,
classic.
Right?
Yeah, that was really terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's what he writes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. All it has is his filmography, and it says he's an American screenwriter whose credits include Jurassic Park.
Yeah, the comments on the IMDb, just the titles, I didn't read the actual comments, but the subject titles were things like, this guy needs to learn how to write, or fired, question mark.
Well, the writing, like the dialogue in this, things that happen, things that people say, the reactions, nothing. Yeah. The things that people say,
Alan,
not things that the dinosaurs say. So the title screen, this movie's, there's a problem with this movie when the title screen is just like, here's the title and then a claw mark. And then it just is the movie.
Yeah.
It goes, ding, and then it's the movie.
And then we're off to the races. And it's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. It's we start off with
you can go parasailing.
Parasailing.
Dinosaur.
Yeah. Dino SOAR.
Oh yeah.
Teehee.
Which is it's a groan-worthy joke. But if this was real, that's what the company would actually name it.
Oh, absolutely. But
Dinosaurf.
Here's what you shouldn't. Fuck you. So
Dinosaur fucking die.
We'll bounce around a little bit. What we're going to find out is that a mom lets her kid go on a parasailing adventure with her new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who's dead.
Who becomes dead.
Very dead.
Who becomes more dead than he should be for the time frame.
So dead.
He's dino poop.
But she lets him go,
at this point.
Mm-hmm.
She lets her son go, like, what is he, 13 maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Go parasailing over a island that is known to have dinosaurs on it.
Wait, what is this island?
This is it's Isla
Sorna.
Isla
Sorna.
Sequel. It's restricted.
This is a restricted island.
Yeah, we have to tell.
So restricted!
They have the text at the bottom to tell us what island it is.
Oh, that's
is
right.
It in
it's
red,
like,
too?
Like, restricted.
And as a note, we, as an audience, don't give a shit what the name of this island is.
Oh, yeah. I said
because it's the island from the second movie.
I said in my notes, also, no shit, this island is restricted. Yeah. Like, it's like, you can go on it.
What are they telling us? Like, we're going to go to this fictional island?
I'm going
to
go look for it.
Like, you're going to see this movie and it's going to look great, but don't go there.
I also like that when they're parasailing, because it's just it's a sign of a more simpler time. douchebag wannabe stepdad's holding up a camcorder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking loser.
Well,
that's on my phone now, and it looks better.
Well,
my phone does 4K, motherfucker.
The green screen work at the beginning of this is also laughably bad. Even for the time, all the special effects. The 1993 Jurassic Park special effects blow these out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, by far.
You know what has a lot of green screen? Temple of Doom. And it's way better.
Oh, yeah. Temple of Doom, is it green screen or is it just like you're in front of a movie screen?
Like, either way, it's still way better.
Yeah. No, so what happens they're parasailing, the boat goes into some fog.
Yeah.
And then apparently the pirates from the movie The Fog kill the people that are on the boat.
Aren't they pteranodons?
Well, no, we don't know.
On the boat?
I mean, nope.
Oh, no, because they're not out yet.
Yeah, there's just people who are dead.
Yeah, so
they're gone. Oh, no, they're kind of just gone.
Just like ninja dinosaurs, I guess.
Yeah. And then they
pass through a cloud, and the time that passes is maybe 4 seconds.
Not very long. And then they come out, and it's all like torn to shit.
Yeah.
And so this boat is hurtling towards some rocks, and the dad becomes very. They both become very scared.
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend.
Yeah.
The replacement dad, and the kid become very concerned about the boat crashing, but you're in the sky.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, you want to get unhooked, but
the biggest danger is that you won't have a ride home. Like, you're going to live.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to be dead.
Bunch of dumb-dumbs.
Also, that was a really small boat
It's restricted. You want to stay off the radar.
That's true, but I think where did they come from?
probably a closer. I mean, it's an island off Costa Rica. I bet there's plenty of islands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't bothered by that. I was okay with that. That seems like such a small boat. That was plausible
like
to me.
Like the range would be well within dinosaur range.
Well, their plan at the end of the movie is to get into a pontoon boat and drive that thing like hundreds of miles. So, I mean, maybe
you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. So they crash land on the island, and we go to our best friends, Alan Grant and Ellie, not Statler anymore because she's married to some dude who's not Alan.
Which. This movie 8 years later. Is just like a big fuck you to the audience.
That bummed me out. I
it's like
them
they're
to
not
married.
Together. And it's just like, oh, well, this whole thing in the first movie that you really liked, well, fuck you, because this is what's happening.
Well, they had a cool relationship in the first one, too.
Yeah, they did.
You know, like because they were kind of dating, but they kind of weren't because Malcolm shows up and then Alan's kind of jealous.
And this and like, Sam Neill shows up and they have like, they have tons of like on-screen chemistry together.
Yes.
And...
Well, there's the deleted scene where they have a threesome.
Ellie's got
that's true.
Yeah,
Ellie's got a belly shirt on too, a little bit. She's showing a little belly.
Yeah,
the early 2000s style.
It's just a huge bummer. You know,
my wife didn't think so. I think she just doesn't like her, anyways. But 8 years later, like she's still looking pretty good. She looks better actually because they took her back and hosed all the 90s off of her.
Yeah. There's a lot of 90s. But yeah, this movie probably would have been better served if Alan was. Her husband and that kid's dad.
I don't understand why he couldn't be.
Oh, because they need to have the guy call in the National Guard at the end.
Yeah, a lawyer who knows territory law.
They need a connection.
That couldn't just be like maybe her brother.
You guys catch up. Get ready for our three.
It's just a really huge bummer
in the bedroom.
Yeah. The whole scene.
I'll light the candles.
The whole scene between them is like really sad.
Yeah,
and it makes you sad because you remember the first one,
Alan.
Yes, guys, a dinosaur does fucking talk in this movie.
Yeah, and they just tried to make him Indiana Jones, I guess, in this movie.
I wrote at the end that he's Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Because he gets his hat back.
First thing he does is in the plane, is put the hat down over his eyes, go to sleep.
Yeah, because like his assistant says, you can't keep your eyes off me, and he goes, watch me, and he puts his hat on, and then he goes to sleep.
That's a real indie thing to say.
Yeah. Is there a dog barking outside?
Yeah.
Okay. So Alan... is giving Alan is looking for funding for his stupid digs that are worthless because there's living dinosaurs on the planet.
Yeah.
So he
I don't understand how there are still employed paleontologists at this point.
What he says is
the big government has made those islands restricted.
That's true. Because
the paleontologists are like
but
the
everybody
oil.
Everybody knows
like,
about them.
Paleontologists are like the people that have the oil, and that's why we don't have electric cars.
Oh.
To keep the oil men in business.
But everyone knows...
Dollar bill,
that
follow
dinosaurs,
the cash, money.
Everyone knows that dinosaurs are alive, because at his lecture, he's like, does anyone have any questions? Everyone puts their hands up, and he goes, that are not about Jurassic Park, and then everyone puts their hands down. So everyone knows what happened.
Or the sequel I missed.
Or the incident in San Diego, which I was not a part of. Because I had other
contract
movies going
dispute.
On.
I was doing something else.
Still thought I had a career.
I wasn't yet doing PK Blinders.
That's right. Yes. Velociraptor, you stole my heart.
Alan.
Raptor Shelby.
Can we just call Alan Grant Raptor Shelby now?
All right.
Yeah. All right. So Raptor Shelby is trying to rustle up some dough for his stupid digs. I guess he makes the point that these dinosaurs that are alive aren't real dinosaurs because they're genetically
modified. Right, they're
theme park
monsters.
They're monstrosities.
Speaking of that...
A bunch of theme park monsters.
He says theme park monsters like it's a thing that exists. Like it's a big zinger.
What theme park are you going to?
Where is their theme park monsters?
Universal Studios.
Okay.
They've got Frankenstein. The Mummy.
Yeah, but I mean, theme park monsters is not like a thing people say.
No. Good band name.
But he says it like it is.
Good band name.
There's monsters when you go to the bank at Gringotts.
No, don't go to the bank at Gringotts because it's populated with awful Jewish stereotypes. Those gremlins, those goblins.
For what reason would you not? Because it's offensive? That they're stereotypes?
Because, you know, or you should be wary of them? Yeah. No, you should be offended.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I agree.
So Alan's given a talk about raptors, right?
Yeah.
And he just talks about... just raptors, but there are several different types of raptors.
He talks about raptor poetry.
Yep.
What you think of as the Velociraptor is actually technically the Utah Raptor and
Raptor industrial design.
The Utah Raptor was bigger. The Velociraptor was about like 3.5 feet.
And he just
tall.
Farting out his face.
This
I really need the $100 I was paid for this appearance. So
I don't know if he just subtly improvised some of his lines, but it seems that everything that Alan Grant says is like a reference to Sam Neill in this movie.
Who?
Alan Grant.
Who?
Raptor Shelby.
Raptor Shelby.
Raptor Shelby.
Everything Raptor Shelby says in this movie is a reference to like Sam Neill not wanting to do Jurassic Park movies.
Well, maybe because he also says at one point he says raptors would have become the dominant species if not for the meteor that destroyed all the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
No.
It's the wrong
because any
era.
any larger dinosaur would just go, no, I'm just going to stomp on you.
They'd probably just bite the raptor and snap their neck.
Oh, just like the end of the first movie when the T-Rex straight up chomps on a bunch of velociraptors and throws them around.
Yeah, and also, like, raptors weren't around
at
the Comet Strike. They were an earlier era.
They were gone.
Yeah. They were, like, mostly birds by then.
So we also get to meet who I thought was going to be a bad guy. Turns out not. Michael Jeter's hanging around, and he's like...
He can't be a bad guy.
Michael Jeter's a bad guy in Air Bud.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's a clown that doesn't like that goddamn dog that plays basketball.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, my wife looked that up because she saw that guy and she's like, he played a clown in something.
Yeah,
Recall it exactly, but she's like, he has a face that is made for clown
paint. He's also Mr. Noodle on Sesame Street.
Oh, his poor wife.
Elmo's World.
He's also the guy who gets electrocuted on the Green Mile and his head bursts into flames.
Well, wouldn't you want him to be Mr. Noodle if he's on Sesame Street?
He does look like his name, like his birth
name.
You
wouldn't want him to be Mr. Rock Hard Erection on Elmo's World.
They call me Mr. Blue
Mr.
Steel.
Mr. Throbber. Yeah.
But yeah, he also was the guy in Green Mile whose head burst into flames. Because Percy didn't wet that goddamn sponge.
What a son of a bitch that guy is. I'm still pissed off at that guy.
Was that Michael Hutchins?
It's fucking Tombs from X-Files.
He's the guy who's Courtney Stodden's husband.
Yeah, he could never play a good guy in a movie.
No, he's always kind of a pud. Oh, whatever his name is, Buffalo Bill in Punisher Warzone. Looney Bin Jim.
Oh, yeah.
He was like the only good part of that
movie.
He's
a good, crazy bad guy.
He is. Yeah.
Yummy, 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 yummy. Tummy, tummy, tummy.
I want my applesauce back.
Yeah. Fat guy ate his applesauce. He's going to get it. He's going to go in and get it.
Wow.
Yeah. Alan Grant Raptor Shelby is constantly saying, yeah, you're never going to get me back on Jurassic Park. No way I'm going back to that island. No, you're never going to. Not this time. But and then.
Then the Waffler shows up.
Yeah. Then half of the.
The Shovel Master. Sorry. No,
half of the power couple, William H. Muffman, shows up. William H. Macy.
Yeah. I fucking hate William H. Macy.
He was the Shovel Master.
The entire time, I just wanted a dinosaur to eat him and just look at the camera and go, William H. Tasty.
Oh. Zing.
That would be nice.
But they didn't want this to be a good movie.
H. Macy is posing as some type of I'm a businessman and I've got lots of money.
Well, apparently he was at one point.
No, he's a hardware store owner.
Yeah. He comes with the check.
Yeah. He comes with a check that is not good.
It is going to bounce.
Because he's just posing. He was never a big shot.
No.
He's just been posing as one and he hired.
Well, because he sold those like car loans, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He sold all his car loans off. Steve Buscemi came.
Yep. And then
pregnant raptor tracks him down.
Yeah, the pregnant raptor tracked him down.
And, so Mr. Noodle has found a couple of mercenaries for Philly Meach Muffman. Yeah. And
this part pissed me off because those mercenaries were awesome. And they get a minute of screen time.
Well,
they have a gun that shoots bombs. Yeah.
It's like they have a sniper rifle that shoots
one bullet
explosive.
Blew up a plane. Yeah.
You can't forget Castor Troy's brother.
Really? Oh, is that
Pollux Troy?
Pollux Troy.
Which one was he? The black one?
No, he was the dude who gets pteranodoned at the end.
Then Billy.
It turns out, twist ending, he didn't actually get pteranodoned.
Oh, Tirana, no, you don't.
Tirana didn't.
Yeah, because he shows up, he's at the dig site with the babe, and then we never see the babe again.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because then he's
pissed off.
Well, yeah, that babe also, she's such a great like paleontology student that she can't tell rock from bone, and she doesn't know how to use a brush to brush dust off.
Or just look at the fucking thing.
Yeah, it's like, let's get this toothbrush in there.
To be fair, that job, I didn't do paleontology.
I'm gonna use your mouth.
I have a brief amount of experience in a museum. That kind of work sucks.
Yeah, it has to. You can't.
You have to be so careful, and you really do use tiny tools like that. I mean, I had to vacuum like a giant like antique rug
with your mouth.
But no, you have like a brush, and you brush everything like very gently to the edge, and then pick it up like with the vacuum on the edge.
It's like in Cutthroat Kitchen when you get they give you the tiny kitchen. You have to cook with a little pan. You got to use a little stove.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Chris doesn't watch Cutthroat Kitchen.
You know what would suck? Don't do it. Burn all our relics.
You know
what
would suck even more than the tiny tools?
What?
Having an irrelevant job.
Oh.
As paleontologist. Yeah.
Well, because then
who is still studying to be a paleontologist at this point?
I don't know.
In this world or
in their world?
Yeah.
But then he brings Raptor Shelby into the office to 3D print him a case of PTSD.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah. Hey, look, it sounds just like a velociraptor.
And then you hear bowels evacuating.
Yeah, okay, as he goes all John Coltrane with this fake,
wouldn't
like,
you?
Absolutely.
Oh, Jesus.
As in a...
Actually, we have a clip of him playing.
I'm a bit of a raptor,
man. I would say, hey, actually, we do. We have a clip. Chris is gonna play this clip.
Yep.
So here, just take a listen to this. This is actual audio from
the raptor's vocal chamber in its head. That he blows into it. And this is what it sounds like.
Yep, it's right here.
Wow,
that was great.
That's unbelievable.
I can't believe that they sounded like that.
I was really...
That was loud, too. I hope you cut the sound down.
That was very impressive. Yeah, I did have to cut it down a little bit.
So, so after the Nothing Can Bring Me Back on the Island, William H. Macy and Taya Leone write him a check.
Who looks like garbage? She's not bad looking in real life, but with her, like, 90s mom hair, she looks awful.
Yeah, it's like a...
She also has her oversized, like beige clothes.
Yeah. She also has the crazy, like, breathing through her mouth. Never closing your mouth thing.
She went on vacation with nothing but like the wardrobe of like a Cape Cod mom.
Also,
just beige pleated khaki
it
pants.
It sounds like she says every
what
line.
What do you mean you don't have Chardonnay?
Every line she reads, it sounds sarcastic.
Yeah,
that's how bad her delivery is.
Well, I think that everybody.
It's like, oh my god, stop! I can't even believe it.
There's certain points in this movie where
Where's my son?
I feel like none of these actors.
Eric.
She is on.
That's a bad idea. Please stop yelling.
Eric!
Yeah.
Eric,
let me get out a loudspeaker and scream Eric.
She gets a megaphone out, as she does, when they land on the island after... Oh, wait, no. Before we get to the island, this is the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
So, during Dr. Grant's, like, his little speech to the group trying to get money, he says that, based on their studies, velociraptors could do intricate vocalizations, and he said that they may have even been capable of speech, which is laughable.
Raptor speech.
Yeah. I mean, but then, I don't know if he
they
means speech.
Like get in a group and do like slam poetry.
Yeah, like, I don't know if he means speech, like if they get together like cavemen and go, ugh, ugh, ugh. Or if they just make vocalizations like every other animal on the planet.
I think he means like not like speeches,
like,
but
hello.
Like improv, like candid stuff.
Hello.
That's what they would do. They couldn't prepare notes.
So, they do just improv, so they'd be like, give me a location.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a profession.
It was like,
hi, Mr. Raptor Dad, invent... can I take your raptor daughter out for a raptor date? Like, is that what's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
I promise I won't knock her up with raptor eggs before
don't fertilize
before
my raptor eggs. Yeah.
You know what's weird?
Sperm away from my raptor eggs.
Even then, Greg Proops was in there.
Yeah, he's always... Greg Proops and Ryan Stiles just won't... And Colin Mockery.
No, they were back they were back then with Raptors.
Is his last name Mockery? Colin Mockery? Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
I was like, don't make
I think it's just Mockery.
Mockery?
I don't think it's...
Don't make a mockery of my last name, is what he says.
Oh, I bet he says that a lot.
So, Alan's on the plane, and yeah.
Alan.
He takes a little nap, and then he wakes up, and he looks over...
He takes
over.
An indie nap.
He takes an Indiana Jones nap. With his Indiana Jones hat. And then he wakes up and he looks over and sitting across the aisle is a velociraptor that is staring straight ahead.
Yep.
It turns to the camera very quickly and goes, Alan.
Alan.
And then it turns out like, oh, Billy's trying to wake Alan up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in the meantime,
Alan,
like they've set up.
Will you
up...
finish those peanuts?
Alan, hand me the Skyball. Like I expected this Velociraptor to have earbuds in, and he's watching like the movie Airplane on the airplane.
Yeah.
It was like, and it for a second I just didn't know what to think, because Alan told, like 5 minutes ago, Alan told us that Velociraptors could talk, and now this fucking dinosaur talking.
I
knew what
to think for a second. I was like, all right, this is a good movie.
Time out. How much? What percentage of? How better would this movie have been if the Velociraptors could talk?
Well, I feel that this movie actually was like a little bit stupid on purpose.
Like Planet of the Apes.
A lot of the times, like, they weren't trying to be cool like the other JPs. Like, I think they could have just gone all the way and had them just talk.
If all the Velociraptors were named Caesar and they all just look eggs.
Alan
Velociraptor.
Eggs.
But you know, the weird part is that the only thing they can say is Alan, because they're from the first from the first island, and that's all they remember.
Alan. Alan.
Alan. Alan. Alan.
This isn't Alan. Too far Alan. Of a question
Alan.
Because...
Alan. Alan. Taylor.
Because the new one has that dumb dinosaur that they made by splicing DNA.
Yeah.
So if they just spliced Alan's DNA with raptors.
Oh, yeah.
And then Alien Resurrection.
Yeah, and then in the fifth Hodor. One, we're looking at raptor humans.
Alan. All the raptors are named Alan.
Alan.
And they can only say their own name.
Alan.
Alan.
So they're Pokemon.
Yeah.
Alan. Alan. Alan.
Alan.
Alan.
Alan.
Ow, ow.
Alan.
I choose you, Alan. Splash was super effective.
So they land. Alan realizes that they're trying to go to JP, and then some guy cold cocks him, knocks him out, and then he wakes up and they're on the ground. And he says, "Please don't tell me we landed, even though there's no sound of engines and you're obviously not moving."
Yep.
And the doors open and people are yelling outside.
Is
someone on the wing?
I can think of now, many times someone gets knocked out, like in a movie or on TV, is like, do you watch Archer?
I do.
No. Yeah, like, have you seen, like, some newer ones where he gets knocked out? He's like, well, I hope you weren't out too long. That's super bad for you. Like, there are a lot of things that cause, like, kind of, like, worrisome neurological damage that people just shake off in movies.
Yeah, it's really, if you get knocked out for more than, you know, like, a few seconds, it's really, really bad.
Let me check your pupils and just, like, kind of go through a checklist with you, because you might not be okay.
Well, have you ever seen, like, those, like... You know, videos like World Star Hip Hop videos where people fight and
Sharkisha.
And then someone gets like punched in the head and like knocked out. Like they get moving after like a minute, but it's also, they don't look like they're doing too great.
No.
It looks like I'm watching a video of someone I don't know and I'm like, I kind of want to call for help for you.
Even out cold, you know, that's like 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like you can't.
Or a boxing match, if someone like gets KO'd, like that, they just go.
If it's longer than that, I mean, that's a coma.
Yeah, like a little coma.
Yeah, Alan was in a coma.
What about a 10-year coma where you have to avenge your wife?
No, it's a 7-year.
Fuck you and die.
It's a 7-year coma.
7-year storm.
Yeah, Mason storm. And when you wake up, you know what? I'll give you some key lime pie. Only if you're ready for it, though.
Thanks for the massage.
Fuck you and die. Get the fuck out of here. Don't touch me. So, we got Amanda, who's Taya Leone. That's the mom.
Yeah.
Amanda's out.
She can't close her mouth.
She can't close her mouth.
Making trouble.
She is. She's screaming everywhere on an island populated solely by monsters.
Eric!
Eric! This kind of reminds me, like, right now, online, there's a lot of chatter about... I'm just going to keep going. There's a lot of chatter about, like, you know, writing better scripts and making better female characters. Going back and watching a movie that's 15 years old, you're like, okay, yeah, I get why they're doing that. Because she's a fucking shrew. She's terrible the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
She does nothing but hinder the plot. And I hate her kid and her haircut her dumb 90s clothes.
You know, it's something that you probably don't realize, because it's, again, 15 years ago or 14 years ago, we were all 14 years younger.
That's true.
But
that's true.
You know, as you get older, you realize certain things like, yeah, how come most women in TV and movies are kind of bad characters?
Yeah.
Like the Betty Drapers who... They start off like they have moments, but on the whole, like everyone hates them because they're just getting in the way of like the main character, who's always a man.
Yeah,
and it's a bummer. So when there's a movie where there's like Mad Max, we can go back to Mad Max.
It all comes back. I feel bad, like we keep referencing it and stuff.
It all comes back
but
to Fury
we're really
Road.
Like, you know how like Jesus was born and we went from BC to AD.
Yeah, like, that's what we've done.
This is a post Mad Max world. Yeah, yeah. Like there was before Fury Road and then there's AFR, there's after Fury Road. Yep. Like,
BFR and AFR?
Yeah.
I'm fine if that's our new standard. Like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like because it really is. It's, you know, there's female characters who are just people, right? Like,
yeah.
They're not there to be a certain archetype. Like,
they
mom.
They drive the plot.
You're the mom. You're the wife. Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. You're the wet blanket.
They get to, like, have careers and vote and stuff like that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Women can do all sorts of stuff. They can put oil in their car.
Yeah.
And on their faces.
Yeah. They can. Yeah. They put, like, the grease from their, the drive shaft, and they just put it all over their forehead.
Yep.
And they can also have robot arms. Why do we need to take a break?
Another one I talked about. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break, and you know what? We're just going to play some music, because I don't think we have we definitely don't have a sponsor.
Well,
anymore.
We'll see what we can do, but probably not.
But you know what? Chris is going to go deep into the... you're going to hear some music.
And some we're of going to the demo, the deep cuts.
Yeah, some of it's stuff that you did by yourself, and some of it I think I'm in there.
Yeah, we did together, yeah.
Hopefully not.
So, you know what? Everybody, just sit back and relax.
Just guitar, no bass.
Just put your feet up for like 10 seconds, because I guess Chris probably has to take a pee. He has to go on a pee-pee break, so that's why we're taking a break. Yeah, it's like, how are we supposed to do anything with you? I bet you're terrible to ride in a car with.
I am.
Like,
yeah.
There's not one...
All right, we're taking a break right now.
Chris doesn't... Boy, that's a great song. That was great. Yeah. Anyway, so this plane, they get back on the plane because the mercenaries...
Eric!
Who have gone out to... Go look around. They're going to set up a perimeter. I don't know how three dudes are going to set up a perimeter against dinosaurs.
We did get the super fast Jurassic Park theme.
Oh, where they speed it up like 28%. And then you're just like, oh yeah, I guess it's Wonderment. And then it's done.
Every callback to the first movie is extremely short.
Alan. Yeah, they do that a couple of times. There's another time where they bring in some brachiosaurs and then they play... Na, 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 na. It's like, all right, yeah, it's done.
Yeah, and they try to...
And then his big derp face comes right into the screen.
They
and
try to adapt it into other moods. Like, to take the John Williams, like
someone dies, it goes... Na, na, na,
na. Yeah, they'll put, like, discordant strings on it, it'll go like... And then there'll be something in the background that goes...
It's like when someone gets injured on a Fox Sports broadcast, and they play, like, the Fox Sports theme, but it goes... It's like somber and on the piano. It's like
the robot looks really sad.
Yeah, the robot comes out with like his shoulders dislocated, snaps it back in like Martin Riggs.
Oh, and a black guy gets eaten right away.
Yeah, immediately
By a giant like
another guy gets
Muppet,
eaten.
Oh,
another
Muppet dinosaur.
Another guy gets
these
eaten
dinosaurs
first.
Look like shit.
They do.
They look like they use the plastic toys that Hasbro was making.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll just use perspective and make them look big.
The Spinosaurus they made is the biggest animatronic ever made.
Oh, what?
And the shittiest.
It was also the fastest moving, and it was deadly. Like, kill somebody.
It grabs somebody out of it. Like, the black guy gets pulled out, and he's in the mouth.
Yeah.
Or a stuntman's in the mouth.
Apparently, the head could move at, like, 100 miles an hour.
Jesus
like
Christ.
Yeah.
But they...
It could do 2 Gs.
Whoa.
According to the production
put
staff.
Astronauts in there to test them for space.
Yeah.
2G Spinosaur?
2G Spinosaur. That's pretty
good. Band name.
Yeah. Me and Kevin were trying to come up with band names. So send us band names, too.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
If we use it, you'll win something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you win a pat on the back.
A guest appearance.
Oh, you want to auction off a guest appearance for the best band name?
Sure, yeah.
You have to be able to make it here.
Yes,
we
do not include travel,
no.
But you can be on the show.
No,
we won't even carpool with you.
No, you have to...
I mean, we'll pick you up at the airport.
Yeah, I'd pick you up at the airport. I'd do that. I'd be good
But
for
you
that.
Gotta get to the airport.
Yeah, you gotta get here.
You guys are much more generous than me.
I'd pick him up. If somebody paid
for the flight...
You're
calling your own Uber.
They could... I'd pick him up.
Take a cab.
But I'd have to know a little bit about you first.
Just take a cab here. You pay the fare. Take a cab from Wichita.
Yeah, like that guy in Alaska.
Yeah.
What was his name? Buck Rogers?
Yeah, Buck Rogers.
Yeah.
No, Duck Dodgers.
Duck Dodgers. Yeah, you want to come here, just, you know, hop a plane.
He came from like the 24th and a half century.
And you can be on the show.
Yep.
Also, please don't come here.
So the bet, I'm assuming, I looked really quick to see who did the special effects. I'm pretty sure it's not Stan Winston.
No.
Because everything looks very bad.
It is terrible.
And sometimes the Spinosaurus head, like when you see it really quick, it looked kind of all right. I'm glad that they did go with like an animatronic instead of having it be over CG.
The animatronic was so bad. I don't know if it was the lighting or something they used, but everything about it looked plastic.
Well, because some of the Velociraptor animatronics don't look bad later on. They look all right.
That's true, because I think they were just...
left over from
the... just hand puppets, I think, is how they...
Alan?
Knows.
Alan. No, they were actual Velociraptors that they taught to say one word.
Oh, real Velociraptors?
Yeah, they went, Alan.
They just like dress up bald eagles in suits?
No, they were real Velociraptors.
InGen made Velociraptors for this movie.
They went
movie,
to Natural
yeah.
Wonders, they got some amber, and then they took some dino DNA out.
Oh, excellent.
And then they made Velociraptors out of it. By filling in the gene sequence caps with frog DNA. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, my notes get very specific to what I was watching at the time, so I don't know where we are.
Ex-couples changing in front of each other.
Oh, well, Grant punches out William H. Macy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And because apparently Grant's now BA.
He's either super powered or William H. Macy weighs 3 pounds because William H. Macy staggers back for 25 feet and falls in a bush.
The Mace
his skull is made out of cardboard.
Half of his body weight is mustache in this movie.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's very top heavy.
He looks like a cancer patient who hasn't lost his hair yet because he's very thin in this one, but he still has a mustache. And yeah, the mustache looks like it's like 50% of his face.
Yeah.
And his feathered haircut takes up a lot. It makes his head look very
large.
Yeah,
he's got a JTT kind of
He looks like Jimmy Neutron all grown up. Like pedo Jimmy Neutron.
But hey,
pedo Neutron.
So we find out that he and his wife are actually exes and they're getting changed into their safari gear, which looks just like more suburban, like...
There's so much
like
khaki,
PTA parent gear.
So much khaki, so many vests, and so many fucking backpacks.
It's a lot of smocks. Like, but, I don't know who the costume designer is, but it's basically like, well, if they go to this island, they're probably going to want to wear smocks.
Yeah, it was done by Home Depot. Yeah.
They don't want to get paint or anything on themselves.
But mom's all like, well, my boyfriend's probably dead, and my ex isn't looking too bad.
We see the boyfriend. I didn't even realize that was the... I thought that was a corpse from another dinosaur.
No, same guy.
Mm-hmm. Because he's a skeleton.
Yeah. It's like Lost.
In what, 8 weeks we find out it's been?
Yes.
Yep.
In 8 weeks he is completely decomposed to just bones.
Yep.
I mean, are we supposed to believe he's been eaten? But he's hanging from a tree.
Yeah.
I'm all alone now. I need someone to pack lunches for. Will you come back to me? And you find out like he's lost weight because he learned how to swim, but he didn't know how to swim when they were together. So if he learned how to swim, that means he can change and they can be together again.
Oh, yeah. Also, who learns to swim when they're an adult? I mean, I don't know how to swim. And I'm never going to know.
You don't know how to swim?
No.
So if you fell off a boat, you die?
No, I can not die.
Like, can you float?
I can float.
Wait.
And I can keep my head above the water, but I can't, like, I couldn't, like...
But very haphazardly, yeah. Like, a lot of,
wait
like...
Wait a minute. Pff,
yeah, you couldn't, like, point at a thing in the water and tell me to go there, because I wouldn't be able to do it.
Like, I'm not a strong swimmer, but I can propel myself through
like,
the water.
You should know the fundamentals of...
You can't dog paddle?
What makes us swim.
You can't just do like this thing? Where, like you can't do a half breath stroke? Breaststroke?
The last time I swam was to avoid drowning, and I did manage to swim like 20 feet in the direction I wanted to go.
When was that?
How many
years ago?
That was probably 20 years ago.
You're a terrible adult. You're a terrible adult.
I know.
So... Everybody's...
I'm flabbergasted by that. I'm sorry.
Yeah? That they can't swim?
So yeah. Anyway, I'm flabbergasted by the fact that we have two dead mercenaries. The two guys who were supposed to be the most BA are dead immediately.
Yeah.
Michael Jeter's still hanging around, and he's trying...
He doesn't want to be there.
No, he doesn't want to be... The character doesn't want to be there, and the actor doesn't want to be there.
No.
If we split up, I'm going with you.
I'll tell you what. He's like, if we split up, I'm going with you guys.
He's got a Sesame Street call. He's going to go be on Elmo's World.
Sometimes Sam Neill or Raptor Shelby.
I like Sam Neill in everything that he's in, when it sucks.
Even though when he knows like he's not trying, but he's not actively trying not to be good. He's just like, I'm just gonna say these lines, and it's good.
He's got a lot of like screen charisma.
Yeah, he's just there going, Raptors.
He's a watchable dude. You know, yeah. Even when he's in shitty
movies. What do you think about his body? You think he was in shape?
I don't know. Seems all right.
Tell me about. You think he was fit?
I'm just saying.
I was looking very good.
Ever since the first Jurassic Park was the first thing I ever saw him in,
mm-hmm.
And I was willing to give
Omen 3.
It wasn't Omen 3.
Okay,
but I was willing to give anything that came up with him in it. I was willing to give it a shot because he was in it.
Event Horizon.
I love Event Horizon.
That's a scary movie.
It is.
I saw Kevin
won't watch that ever again.
I saw it once when I was like 12 because I was like, oh, that's the guy from Jurassic Park. And it was not something a 12-year-old boy should be watching.
He gouged his own eyes out.
You're not the only person whom I've heard tell that story.
Do you see? Yeah, I feel like I need to revisit.
We've been places.
I feel like I need to revisit that movie because I haven't seen it since that I was 12.
It was a while ago. One of my buddies was like, that came out 10 years ago. He was like, I'm fully grown now. I'll never watch it again.
I remember being, because I did. I was like, my dad rented it because he was like, yeah, this looks interesting. And then I was like, oh, it's
Alan
Grant.
This will make a man out of my son.
Yeah. And then I watched it with my dad and I fucking had a heart attack.
I like that.
It's terrifying.
That movie, it's all about like hell mythology, but it's also because it happens in space, it gives it sort of like this unknown like plausibility, which makes it extremely scary. It has terrible CG in it, but...
Whereas Jurassic Park 3 just is hell mythology.
Yes.
Jurassic Park 3 is a version of the fourth level, I think.
Have you done bad things in your life? Are you thinking that you might go to hell? Yeah. Well, sit and watch Jurassic Park 3 a couple of hell. Times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's an interesting fact? What? All the levels of hell involve Sam Neill.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is Omen 3? Is that like...
Omen 3, because he's the Antichrist.
Is he in the center?
He's hanging out with the devil because he's the Antichrist.
Okay. He dances with the devil in the pale moonlight?
He does.
Okay. So we've got this stupid Spinosaurus. He fights the T-Rex because the T-Rex is the big bad guy.
This part super bummed me out.
Yeah. Oh, this is why I actively avoided this movie. This is the first time I'd seen it.
Because T showed up and I'm like, Rex, go and give it to you.
Yeah. That's what you're
DMX.
DM Rex.
Yeah. There's
Dinosaur Man Rex.
Yeah. DMX, Dinosaur Mageddon was the original subtitle for this movie.
Wow.
And it was going to be Rex Gon' Give It To You is the remix of X Gon' Give It To You.
And the T-Rex was played by DMX.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely.
I actually got a little bit happy about watching this movie when the T-Rex showed up.
Yeah, because
it looked like the T-Rex from the first movie.
Yeah, he looked like, and he goes, ah! And he has like the roar like that.
I was just like, yeah.
And then he
gets
something
I'm going to like.
And then he gets his neck snap
by the stupid looking duck-billed Spinosaur, whatever the fuck it is.
Spinosaurus.
Duck-billed
platypus.
Drop. Spinosaur setting up shop.
Yep. Well, because...
It was just a huge bummer.
It was, because I heard that the T-Rex died, and I was like, well, because in the first movie, the T-Rex is badass. He's a bad guy, but at the end, he kind of saves the day.
Yeah.
I mean, inadvertently.
Exemplary CG that looks better than...
It rivals anything that you'd see in Avengers Age of Ultron, really.
Yeah, this is like Weta Workshop level stuff they're doing in 93.
You didn't see that coming?
Didn't see that coming, cousin. But, and then the T-Rex gets his neck snapped by the Spinosaurus who has arms that function. And I feel like they made the T-Rex's arms
My note for this is just Rex, R.I.P.
Oh.
Yeah, but it is. Like, the Rex goes out like such a bee. He gets his neck snapped, right?
Yeah.
And... I love T-Rexes so much that that bummed me out in King Kong when he breaks the T-Rex's jaw and pulls like the tongue out. Like, that bummed me out.
Oh, I actually had a note about King Kong, but it was about the original King Kong and how the dinosaurs in that were more realistic than they are in this movie.
Oh, with the claymation ones?
Yeah.
That look like...
The ones where you can see fingerprints in and stuff? Yeah.
Of the guy just like, I don't even know what
Sometimes there was a hand in there, they took the picture too soon.
It's actually like Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill is more realistic than the CG bodies they have in there.
Mr.
Sometimes.
Bill has more realistic T Rexes in it.
Yeah, when the T Rex got killed, it went, oh no!
Oh! I don't want to do that. No.
No.
So, James, you know what Mr. Bill is?
No, I do not.
Too young. I mean,
it was before our time, too.
Yeah, we're technically too young, but we saw it in repeats in the early...
Classic SNL.
In the 80s and 90s.
Oh.
Mr. Bill was a little clay guy, and he would...
He'd always just get murdered.
Yeah, like, there was a hand... Like, they put him in like, these little shadow box things.
Oh, I think I have, yeah.
Like, there's, like, oh, like, they're making a popcorn thing for the Christmas tree, and he stabs him through the belly.
Yeah.
And I think they throw him off the Empire State Building at one point, too. So, like, he dies a lot of... I think they set him on fire. He died in a lot of different ways. But yeah, back to this. The stupid dino fight was terrible. And it sets up this dino fight like crazy, right? Like,
yeah.
This is a big setup for a fucking dino.
T-Rex is back.
It really averts your expectations.
Yeah. And then it lasts like 10 seconds, and then the T-Rex gets a couple good bites in, and you're thinking, yeah, go Rex! And then he gets his neck snapped, and it's just like, oh.
Well, right. That way they could sell more Rex toys with dino damage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had many toys with dino damage.
With the removable nugget?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I would, in my mind when I was a kid, I'd be like, oh, he healed. Like, oh, yep. put it back in.
His skin, healing factor.
He got a skin graft. He's all set now. So then the Spinosaurus is just like, oh, all right, I'm done. And then he leaves. And the other thing is, these dinosaurs fight for no reason.
Well, it's not, even if it was for a reason, so the Spinosaurus kills the T-Rex.
Eat it. No.
Why does it still keep chasing these humans?
Because he hates them.
These things that I do not have it in my DNA to be like attracted towards eating.
I'm just going to
keep chasing them.
I could see if it was hungry and it saw them, it would just be like, I'm going to eat them because they're moving.
He just
killed the T-Rex.
You have a fucking meal right in front of you.
He doesn't like Taylor Leone's haircut. And he's like, I'm getting these people out of here.
Not alone.
Close your fucking mouth or I'm going to eat you.
Eric? I'm surprised I didn't leave him alone just from how annoying she was.
Yeah. Well, and he probably heard her the whole time.
Yeah.
So he was right there. He just refused to come out.
So after this, Raptor Shelby says, we probably won't get off this island alive. Well, if you're not alive, there's no way you're getting off this island anyway.
Dead.
You're not getting off the island dead.
The bodies.
Why?
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah,
Spinosaur poop.
We found out the American embassy won't even come to collect a living boy.
No, well...
There's like, screw off.
Yeah.
Eat it.
That's crazy.
It's a restricted island. You shouldn't have been there.
Does not make sense.
No, they would have gone in. They would have gone in.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, they come for like a small named paleontologist at the end.
Because Ellie Statler has connections.
But they don't come for a fucking kid?
No.
Like, so, William H. Macy just went to like a newspaper and was like, hey, my kid is stranded on Dinosaur Island.
I don't know why he had to be so covert about it.
Because my ex-wife makes bad decisions.
Yeah. They would have sent out the army then.
Yeah.
She totaled three cars in 3 years, so that lets you know what kind of parent she is.
So William H. Macy... Because
at one point she's like, it's all my fault. And you can just see the joy in his eyes of like, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, at one point, she gives him a compliment while also questioning his manhood, where she's like, of course he'd be safe with you. You drive 5 miles under the speed limit.
Yeah.
I've wrecked three cars in 3 years. So I'm like, are you taking a dig at him while also saying that you suck?
Yeah.
Like, which is better, being a totaling cars or driving 5 miles under the speed limit? I'll go 5 miles under.
So the story of Alan Grant is out because at least Ian Malcolm wrote the book.
Yes.
In this
just
universe.
So much chaos.
There's too much chaos in there.
In the chaos theory is what I assume the joke is.
Yeah. So
is that supposed to be a joke or is it just like bad writing? I can't tell.
Apparently they didn't even ask Jeff Goldblum to be in this movie.
He wasn't going to be in the movie.
No. So he wrote a book. Everyone knew the story of Alan Grant. And that, I mean, they must have known that he just sort of like scraped by and barely survived this horrific ordeal.
Yep. Everybody wants to rub it in his face.
So William H. Macy's plan is to get that guy to come help. Like, he just barely survived.
Why would you need him?
You don't. And the mercenaries, and it took one phone call for the National Guard to come out and get Alan Grant.
Mm-hmm.
But a kid?
Mm-mm.
Couldn't get anyone to help the kid.
Alan Grant's much more important than that kid. That kid hasn't done anything yet.
That's true. Except survive 8 weeks on a dinosaur-filled island.
Oh, when he turns into a dino ninja,
where mercenaries are getting picked off.
It's only been 8 weeks. I'm a feral child already.
Yeah, is he Lord of the Flies action going on?
Yeah, he's like a lost boy.
He is.
Before we get to the lost boy, though, we do have the raptor trap, which I think we really need to stop and talk about.
Okay.
So the raptors are coming after the people. Michael Jeter gets... They jump on Michael Jeter, and then they injure him, but they don't kill him. And then they leave him on the jungle floor.
Yeah.
Everyone else is up in trees. So they see Michael Jeter, and they go, oh, he's dead. And then they go, oh, no, he's alive, because he's moving. And then William H. Macy's like, something's not right. And Taylor Leone falls out of the tree halfway, but not all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the raptors come flying out of the jungle because they set a fucking trap.
Yeah.
And... So the people go back up in the tree. Then the velociraptors kind of run away a little bit. One of them sticks around, picks up Michael Jeter's head in his mouth, snaps his neck, looks up at the people and goes, And then
Alan.
And as you know, and it straight up is he's like, oh, we did your boy, and we're gonna do you next. We got you. And then he's like, off.
Yeah, are Velociraptors out to eat them?
Or no, because they leave Michael Jeter's body them. There. They leave it there. It's like,
yeah.
This is a message to you guys.
I don't understand dinosaurs.
We're gonna fucking get you.
And it sounds like they learned how to talk from Jeff Goldblum, too. Like,
yeah. There's a lot of
Yes! That's exactly
Alan.
What...
Alan. Alan.
You have to get used
Alan.
To Dr. Malcolm.
Alan.
So at one point, Alan. Amanda wants to split up. He's like, oh, we should...
Again?
We can cover...
We just got back together,
we
Amanda.
We just got divorced, damn it, Amanda.
Oh, man.
But no,
a bitch.
She's like, oh, can't we cover more ground? And this is a slasher movie with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'll check the basement. You check the attic. We should split up. Let's just go... We'll all just go on
great
our own.
Great idea.
That's what her great plan is. So... it's obvious that the raptors are after them because Billy took raptor eggs, right? Yeah,
smell those eggs, yeah. Billy.
Billy,
Cassie look at my mohawk. Brother. I'm a raptor mohawk.
So they get into a
bye, bro.
they escape into from the raptors. They go into like this compound, right?
Yeah.
This is when I wrote.
This is the saddest moment of the whole movie.
Yeah, well, because William H. Macy wants them to give. He needs change so he can get some snacks out of a vending machine.
I only have $1.10.
I have
$1.10 and zero testicles.
And then cool dude Billy Jack comes over and.
Well, I've got one foot. Bam!
Yeah, Billy Jack's the vending machine next to William H. Macy and takes some snacks out.
Mm-hmm.
William H. Macy then tries to kick his own vending machine,
yeah.
Fails, and then just walks away.
Yeah, he doesn't go over to the one that's kicked
it's
out.
It's the most beta male thing I've ever seen.
Is. Billy
it's
takes so all sad. The good stuff, and he just looks at H. Macy. He's like, you can have the fucking lifesavers, nerd.
It's like, hey, I left you
I'm
some-
taking all the Andes.
I left you some off-brand trail mix.
I left you some Necco wafers.
Hey, there's some black licorice there at the bottom if you want it.
You know, actually, it's like William H. Macy is like the dinosaurs. Where he's, you know, he's
sad and
he's
terribly
hunting,
animated.
He's after stuff, but he won't just eat things that are out there. He's always just.
He's like, he wants to earn it. He doesn't just want to, like, come across.
He's
something.
Got his eyes on that Tia Leone meal. And
that's just... right. He's after Duchovny's prize.
Mm.
He's all about sport. Why are dinosaurs all about sport?
They kill for sport.
Yeah.
Well,
is it the frog DNA? Because I know frogs are very
man is
brutal
the most,
hunters.
Yeah, I learned it from a story that man is the most dangerous game. So they're like, oh, finally.
Oh, I
now
see.
Now we can test ourselves.
I see. What did dinosaurs do in dinosaur times?
Just chilled.
They you've
just,
seen, you've
they
seen
just
land
walk around
before
things.
Time.
They like killed things and just left it.
Raptors just be rapping.
I didn't see land before.
R-A-P-T.
The sharp tooth would come. Terrorize them. They have to trick it into drowning.
Well, like, there'd be, like, there were some Littlefoots.
There were Littlefoot. Little feet.
No, like, Proudfoots.
Like Dixie
Littlefoots.
Chicken.
Proud feet!
So, the Velociraptors show up again in this, like, compound, and Alan realizes that they're calling for help. Like, they're calling for reinforcements.
Yeah, and they sound like James Earl Jones saying caw.
Caw. Don't shoot me.
Caw. Okay, you say, you do the Velociraptor squeal,
mm-hmm.
and I'll do the James Earl Jones. One, two, three.
Caw.
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 Well, let's get that. The other one that sounds like someone who's got like a real bad cough, like a Gollum cough, is like.
Yeah, there's
like a harbor seal.
There's always that. Those like
with a bone stuck in its throat.
when my dog just like goes.
There's like you always watch the like special effects features on movies on like classic movies and how they get the sounds of things.
I do that all the time.
Okay, well, if you ever watch those special effects, like how they did it, they always say they like layered sounds on top of each other.
Yeah,
to
you can hear the T-Rex. It's like an elephant and a lion and all these other things. You can hear
the
different parts.
But in the first Jurassic Park, it's smooth. They've got like several syllables happening at the same time with the raptors.
Yeah.
Like it's like multiple creatures making
sounds. They're talking in chords, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like they're all like a bunch of Bismarckese who are just like great. Yeah. Raptors are great. They're rapping. They're beatboxing.
Great beatboxing. Yeah.
So Alan's surprised that the raptors communicate vocally, even though Alan knows that
that's his field.
Well, yeah. Alan knows that birds came from dinosaurs, and birds straight up do that all of the time. That's what you hear when you hear them making noise, is they're communicating.
Yeah.
So like if you walk by like, oh, there's a nest of birds, and you walk by it, those birds talk to the other birds and be like, hey, there's somebody around here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course the velociraptors are going to do the exact same thing.
Even dumbass birds. I mean, they did a study about chickens, where chickens have actually a pretty complex language about, like, threats from above, threats like, from around.
It's like Russian.
It's like Russian.
Me, oh,
it's like Russian. It's very complex.
It is.
Mandarin Chinese and chicken and chicken speak.
And chicken all right in Cyrillic, too, so it's really hard to understand.
Crows can recognize individual faces. And if people are dicks to them, it will remember them and be dicks back.
Crows are terrified.
I'm gonna get you. Alan.
Alan.
Alan, I remember that time you were a dick to me. I'm gonna peck you so good.
Don't just shoo me away from your trash can, motherfucker.
Or shoot me.
You just turned into... Who did you just turn into?
I don't know.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker. Blade?
Yeah. Yeah. You turned into Blade.
It can't raptor all the time.
I would like to note that I did not do that voice racistly.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I don't mean that Blade is like
a
crow.
I'm a crow.
Yeah. That's just the
voice.
This
isn't Dumbo.
That's just the voice of a badass person.
Yeah.
Which is Blade.
Yeah, just scary badasses.
So they get away from the raptors in there, and it's like, oh, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And then they have a little time to reflect. Where Amanda tells William
Macy. Oh,
they
found the kid at this point, right? Or Alan has found
the kid. Alan got separated.
Alan.
And then the little kid's been living in like an overturned truck eating like... He's been
like
collecting
beans.
He's been eating beans.
And he's got smoke grenades.
Beans and Baby Ruth,
no,
basically.
He's got smoke grenades and Tyrannosaurus
T-Rex
Rex
pee.
Yeah. And Alan asks how he collected it, and he says, you don't want to know.
With my mouth.
You know what?
I siphoned it out.
I do want to know.
I absolutely want to know.
How do you do that?
Because it would have to pee into the bottle.
Right.
So you're standing underneath it?
Wow.
So, and it probably comes out like an elephant where it just goes... just like shoots out like a...
This
like
kid,
a geyser.
The really weird thing about that is like that's the Chekhov's gun that they never fire.
Yeah, that's
true.
They
have this whole jar of pee.
Yep.
Like, okay, third act, they're using that pee. They do not use the pee.
You know, and they actually
real let down.
They bring it up again with the Spinosaurus poop that makes that nose horn dinosaur run away.
Oh, you mean that boss looking dinosaur that just comes over and then it
the Keratosaurus.
It's actually a little bit adorable.
I liked it.
Yeah.
And you know
what?
A little
cute, a little dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't know. Boys you like, Chris.
I do really like that.
Yeah, which new kid were you? You like Joey?
I like Donnie.
Donnie. Yeah. Donnie's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because his brother knocked the eye out of a Chinese
man. His brother will fucking kill you.
Well, and then this is right.
Oh, bro, are you a minority? I hate you.
So, like, once they've been separated,
bring that back.
Bro,
Gordon.
I don't think you need to have eyeballs.
No, just the minority. I hate you.
You're a minority? I hate your guts.
Not right away.
I'll stab you, but never do any jail time. That's all right. And now I can't own a gun, and I'm pissed. That's okay. I love Jesus.
Well, this is also when they're separated. The parents are talking like, "Oh, we have to look for Eric," and they go like, "He's a smart kid. He'd have headed for the coast."
That's ridiculous.
Then earlier on, why were you in the middle of the island shouting with a bullhorn, drawing attention to yourself?
Yeah. Well, they're not.
Oh my God,
the kid's smarter than them.
They cut out all your brains along with your terrible
he's
hair.
He's smarter than
your hair
all of them.
Looks
he's smart.
Awful.
Well, he's been there for 8 weeks, and they're getting picked off one by one like 8 hours.
Well, he's whipping smoke grenades around, which is badass. The fact that he collected T-Rex pee to ward off smaller predators.
Yeah.
First off, I don't believe a 13-year-old would think of that plan.
No. But kudos.
He was just hungry.
And he not only did he read Alan Grant's, all of Alan Grant's books, and comprehended them.
And Ian Malcolm's
And book. Ian Malcolm's, I think.
With the Chaos Theory.
The Chaos Theory book.
But
so this
he criticizes Ian Malcolm's like he's a, like a,
it's too much
like a wine taster. He's like, this is shallow and
I
dirty.
I think this
and
movie just assumed that the people enjoying this movie wouldn't remember the first one enough to remember names. So they're just like, they wanted to drop the Chaos Theory guy.
Too much chaos.
Chaos.
Like, I don't think that was a joke. I think that was, hey, he's about the Chaos Theory, so we'll put that in there. But I don't know what the Chaos Theory is.
It's just a reference. It's just a bald reference that was in there.
I fucking hated it.
I mean, Ian Malcolm is one of the best parts of the first one.
Yeah.
Malcolm and Grant. They're my bros.
That's an impact shock.
Is that attorneys at law too? It sounds like it
Malcolm
should be.
Grant, Malcolm attorney Grant, attorneys at law. Chris's bros.
So they get the kid. Everything's like.
Did you ever watch that show, The Critic? They had a Jurassic Park parody on it that was actually a lot like this movie.
Yeah,
where there was, it was, that show came out only the first movie had been out, and they had a Jurassic Park parody on there, and it's like, you can't trick a raptor into doing that; they're too smart. And then it had a raptor coming in, and he had a pipe in his mouth, and he was like, "Hey, old chap."
This is pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a little smoking jacket, turns and goes...
Yeah, he did. He just comes in like an English gentleman.
Alan,
and
I just hired a new sommelier.
Alan. Alan. I need
raptor
a valet.
Jacket.
Do you know anyone?
So they get everybody
raptor
together.
Jacket. It's
another good band name. Yeah.
Raptor jacket.
You guys are going to have a whole like record label ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just need to get people to fill these bands.
There's a lot of bands to fill.
Yeah. So they enter into what turns out to be an
ice cream eating contest.
Yeah.
Because it's full of
pteranodons.
You can call them pterodactyls. It's okay.
They're not pterodactyls.
It's all right.
Okay. Because they don't have any fingers.
No, they don't.
Because pterodactyls are technically not dinosaurs.
Yeah.
What are they?
They're flying raccoons.
They're flying lizards. They're straight up lizards, though.
Mm.
So,
I know that because my kid loves. I can't wait until my kid is old enough to watch Jurassic Park.
Oh, he's getting close.
He is.
I'd say like 8.
He's 5.
He's good to go.
No.
How old were you when you saw it 9 times in theaters, Kevin?
9. Came out in 93, right?
It came out when I was
shit. You're
12.
Old.
Yeah, I am. So I was born in 84, man.
I saw it in the theater several times.
Yeah. So they get to this aviary, and this has. What is one of the only cool things in which is when they cross this, it's all foggy in there for no reason, which is fine. And they cross the bridge. It's like this catwalk. They do a little turn on the catwalk. So they go through.
Right Said Rex.
Yeah, Right Said Rex.
Oh, another nice. Good band name. There we go.
Rex Said Fred.
Rex Said Rex. So Alan goes across and, so then
Who is it?
Oh,
Raptor Shelby.
Raptor Shelby.
So he goes across first, and then the kid goes second, and he sees this shadowy figure, and he's like, Dr. Grant? But it's not Dr. Grant that's walking out of the shadows. It's the goddamn pteranodon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a puppet, because it looks real, and it also looks badass.
Yeah.
I thought that
was super
cool.
They actually
did
an okay job with this one,
I think the pteranodons always, like, they looked really good in
the movie.
The
pteranodons, like, this might have been the only part of the movie where I was into the action, where I was like, you know, like,
I was until it turned out that Castor Troy's brother had perfectly repacked the parachute that they found earlier that was skewered in the trees.
Yeah, that's what I thought he picked up an extra one.
No, it was the same one.
Jesus Christ.
Because it said, like, dino...
Well, yeah, but whatever. I thought maybe there was a second one there. Dinosaur, but why would there be a second one?
Yeah, they wouldn't have brought an extra one.
Like, oh, just in case this one fails, we can cut it. And then before we hit the ground, I'll put another one on.
Yeah, you're 100 feet in the air, but go ahead and pull another parachute. Yeah.
It's all right. What's the velocity that you fall at? It's like 7.2 meters per second or whatever.
Yeah. It's something...
9.8 meters per second per second.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is... squared. Ends up being like...
I'm more of a purist. I like to say per second per second.
It's somewhere around 700 miles an hour. So.
Yeah, you go...
But you wouldn't hit that parasailing before you hit the water.
700 miles an hour.
It is.
People can't get that. Terminal velocity is like what? 200-something miles an hour?
Is it?
Yeah. It's not... I
guess it depends
700
on
miles an hour. You're break, that's
I
like,
guess it depends on how high you are.
Yeah, you're getting pretty close to the speed of sound. Like your skin
that's
would just
true.
Peel
that's
off.
That's true.
Like,
what is human terminal velocity?
It's like it's not much. It's not that much.
I'm going to look it up.
Human terminal velocity.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, there's the guy who did the space jump. I know he broke the speed of sound, but Felix Baumgartner. But he also dropped from like 85 miles in the sky. So he jumped really hard on the moon.
Oh, the Red Bull guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
the coolest dude ever.
He hit like 790 or something on the way down.
Yeah,
but there was like no air when he started out.
Yeah, because he started out in space.
Yeah,
which let's be real. Let's just stop talking about this. Space is the place. Space is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Yeah.
But and then didn't some guy like just this past year break his record?
And I didn't even see it.
Yeah,
it wasn't on TV.
It's only 120 miles.
Yeah,
per hour.
I told you, dude.
No, you didn't.
I said
it was like 200 miles an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, which is closer, 200 or 700?
You're right. I was very wrong. You were less wrong than I was.
That's about the speed of takeoff, too.
120?
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's like 128. I'm not sure.
That's not
But if
best.
You get going that and you hit a hill in your car, boom, baby,
and then
you're
you
gone.
Feel that. You get the feeling in your balls. And
well,
you're like,
I'm sure there's a relationship between the force of gravity and 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, this isn't the physics podcast. We can talk about that another time.
Okay.
So yeah, pteranodons look cool. And at one point, the pteranodons are picking apart Billy.
They're the pteranobomb.
Yeah, they're picking apart Billy, right? There's a couple of pteranodons picking apart Billy as he floats downstream. And then the camera pans to the back of the head of a pteranodon. And then he turns his head very slowly.
This is the best and worst part of the whole movie.
It looks right at the camera. And I wrote down, I go, no way, punk! Like he's, what is that? Pan-pterodactyl.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like a Ferris Bueller.
No, he was just like from Pantera.
Yeah.
He looked, there's like a montage in
Walk
Office
on
Space
home, boy.
When they're getting their when they're getting their scheme together. And at one point the character named Michael Bolton is like he's sitting down while like rap music plays and he looks right at the camera.
Yeah.
And he makes this kind of weird face. Sidebar here. I call it aunt face.
Oh,
because
yeah,
it's the
yeah.
face that an aunt makes you because she has a close enough blood quantum to you to be like disappointed in the shit you do, but not necessarily enough blood quantum to like
say anything
to do anything or to discipline you.
Right.
You have the full disappointment with none of the authority to discipline.
Well, it's like
what this pteranodon does to you in this movie.
It's a parent face that you give to other kids' parents that are being dicks.
Yeah.
So if some kid is being a dick to your kid or something, you make that face at that other parent and you're like, make your kid stop.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to feel weird if I go punch a kid.
But
not that weird.
So yeah, Billy's gets pecked up and then they go through a gate and they swim under a thing.
I would like to note that this guy gets ripped apart by pteranodons.
Yeah. At this point,
he is held under the water.
And they are pecking at him with their razor sharp beaks.
Yes, and he's getting pulled apart by the pteranodons. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, put that in your pocket. Put a pin in it.
Yeah.
It's sexy, basically.
I would like to note that the actor who played him asked for a special consideration from the director,
mm-hmm.
and that will have an impact on this character, who has been apparently drowned at the same time
and
as
eaten.
Pulled apart
and
by
eaten.
By bird dinosaurs.
He kind of looks like a young, fit Billy Fitch, too.
He does.
He does.
Yeah.
He does have a little. He has
That's
a little
why
bit less
he's
of a
kind
snake
of
face.
Schemey. Yeah.
He less does of, have an. He's got an interesting look to him.
He doesn't have a snake face. He's got like a Komodo
Macy,
dragon face.
William H. Macy went up and very slowly. And sadly tied his shoes for him. That's the part of Face Off that always makes me sad.
And then right after they get away, they collect themselves, Billy's dead, and Alan is talking to the little kid. Alan is talking to Eric, and he goes, hey, Eric, how are you doing? He's probably not doing too great.
No.
Hey, Eric. Hey, Eric, bet you didn't see that coming. So then they get on a boat. They get on this fucking banana boat, right? It's like a party boat.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah.
Banana boat.
So they're riding down their
they're gonna go tally.
They're floating downstream.
They're gonna go tally their bananas.
Yeah. Harry Belafonte is on the boat. They're hanging out, counting bananas. Then the
daylight went, yeah.
And they want to go home.
They do want to go home.
So they go along, and then all of a sudden they hear this noise that we've heard in the past, which is a satellite phone that was eaten by the Spinosaurus, because we heard it in its belly earlier.
Yeah, well, actually, we heard it by, apparently the satellite phone was loud enough to be heard, but the giant dinosaur that in Jurassic Park world, giant dinosaurs like ripple water cups.
Yep.
And they shake the ground. And this has got the Walking Dead zombie effect where if someone's not looking at them, they make no sound.
Where all the characters
then they turn around,
are dumb.
They turn around and like this dinosaur has been standing there forever and it's like...
And then it starts walking toward them and it goes... Doo, doo,
and
doo,
this dinosaur doo. Looks fucking boss.
Yeah.
He's a big T-Rex looking mo.
It's the Spinosaurus.
But he's all like red.
He's got the sail on his back.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the one that looks at them when they're going through the poop.
No, that's through the poop. This okay. is when
no,
they,
not,
when
the,
they,
not the cool one. Yeah,
when
the cool
they hear
dino.
The satellite phone yeah. inside
the dinosaur.
Is
a dick.
Well, because the Spinosaurus
penis
is,
face.
And he's just...
I actually,
his snout is like a dong.
I actually laughed out loud at this part when they revealed that it was coming from the
from his belly.
You hear the phone ring, you're like, oh, that's weird.
And it's like...
And then it cuts to the Spinosaurus and it's just looking at them. And then the phone rings again.
It's in like
he
a,
said he'd get the lights out of me, and then he blows up in the jail. Yeah.
Well, because he's got it's got like a Nokia polyphonic ringtone. It's like nee 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 nee.
Yeah. And you're don't like, text it. It's gonna cost 50 cents. Yeah.
And then yeah, and then they turn around, and it's coming from this guy's from this dino's belly. So then we hear it again while they're in the boat. So they pull the boat over, and there's just giant piles of poop. Not as big as the Triceratops yeah. poop, which is surprising because you figure this dinosaur.
Also, sometimes I can't hear my phone
well,
when it's in my pocket.
Spinosaurus been—he's been cutting down, you know.
Yeah, he's
all meat. Triceratops more veggies.
What has it been eating?
Not T-Rexes.
It's not eating the
not
things
people.
That it's catching.
Nope. There's bones in there though.
Airliner pilots, I guess.
Yeah, he had a couple of mercenaries.
A T-Rex throat.
a T-Rex trachea.
Mm-hmm.
I only like the neck.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
You got to it before I could. I love it.
So then they hear the phone. So then they start digging through the poop, like elbow deep into this poop, pulling out bones.
This is the only point of consideration I'll give to Dumb Mom, is she just dives right in. She actually retrieves the phone, but she's like, oh, no, ooh, dirty. Take your cleats off before you come inside. And she's like, no, give me that poop. I want the poop.
Well, and then
I'm into scat now. We've been divorced
that.
For a while. Yeah. I hope you're into that.
I've discovered things about myself.
Yeah. That's why she's always breathing through her mouth, because she's taught herself to
smell
breathe
bad.
Through her mouth because of the smell.
Well, Sam Neill, who is a fantastic actor, then has to take a poop phone with
that was my note.
Oh,
too,
I feel so bad for Sam Neill.
Yeah,
I don't, because I'm sure they wrote him a giant check.
I wrote ha 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 ha. He gets to use the poop phone.
Yeah,
so he does.
Ring ring ring.
He picks it up, and then he's like, hello, hello. And it's like, are you happy with your long-distance service? And you're like, oh, no, motherfucker.
Fuck this movie.
So then he doesn't call for help right there. They just get on, they get back. Well, then the cool dinosaur shows up. And I thought it was a little ambiguous, because are we supposed to believe that he's scared off by the poop?
Yeah.
Because he comes up, and he doesn't look like he wants to eat them. He looks at him like, hey, guys, what's up? And then he just,
I think
he looks around, and he's like, it's a lot of poop you got here.
It's the same phenomena as... Like, if you're at work and you walk into the bathroom and someone just laid down something heavy,
yeah,
you're like, I can't stand this. I've got to leave.
Yep.
I'm going to find another bathroom.
I've done that, where you go in and it's like there's two stalls, one's occupado, and it smells like someone is shitting death. And you're like, I don't want to be in here.
I think it's actually like
poo game, recognize poo game. I'm out of here. Yeah.
I don't think this movie did it on purpose, but I think this is how dinosaurs actually would be about eating people.
Yeah, they'd be like, I'm not
hungry.
They'd
be a little bit curious. And they'd come up and they'd see, and they'd be like, well...
I'm not walking through shit to get to you.
Yeah. Or they'd be like, well, I think these might be slightly inconvenient. Like, you don't want a Hot Pocket to punch you in the face. Even if, like, a Hot Pocket's not like, super strong compared to you, you don't want to get punched in the face by a Hot Pocket.
Oddly enough, when I eat a Hot Pocket, that's the kind of poop that I make.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because of those bones and cell phones.
Bones and
like,
cell phones.
Yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't mind trying, like, goat or horse, but I'm not going to walk through Kevin's Hot Pocket poop to get to him, you know?
I walk through my Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't try to eat a honey badger, because a honey badger will fuck me up.
That's true.
It's like, I might be able to take a honey badger eventually, but it's going to hurt.
Where
are you
going to
take it?
Honey badger is going on the top of my list of animals to eat, because then you'd take its power.
Well, where is Chris going to take? He said he could take a honey badger, but I want to know where he's going to take it.
I mean,
there's two places. Do you want to
defeat it in battle?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You mean you want to?
Is that what the kids are calling it now?
Yeah.
I think it's just not worth it. It's like when you punch a shark in the nose. The shark could still completely kill you, but it's like, you know, it's not worth. The
he's
meal.
Like, he's like,
if
oh,
the
you
meal
know
is going to punch me in the face,
well, if, yeah,
I don't know. You can sell that shark fin for mucho Dolores.
It's terrible. So,
a lot of women named Dolores.
Oh wow,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You have multiple Doloreses. So
Delorians, even
Delorians. Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Getting that's
multiple
why the
Delorians for one shark fin.
Only if it's 1885.
Yeah.
So they're riding. They go back on the boat on the African Queen, and they keep going downriver. I don't know what their plan is. I guess they're going to...
They don't know what the plan is.
I think they're going to fire up the engine, because right now they're coasting down the river, and they're going to fire up the engine when they hit, like, the Delta or whatever, when they hit the... when they get down to the Delta Blues.
We're on the bayou.
Yeah, when they get John Fogerty. Yeah,
John Fogerty. It's time to fire up the engines.
Yeah,
John Fogerty is next to them. He's running through the jungle.
No, what's the one where it's like, rolling on the river. That's what they're doing. Yeah,
Proud Mary?
Yeah. Proud Alan.
Proud Alan.
Band name.
Is going down the
Band
river.
Name, Proud Alan.
John keep Fogarty's running rolling. Through the jungle next to them.
Spinosaur, keep on trolling.
He does, because the Spinosaur, okay, they're probably in what looks like maybe 15 feet of water, not much. The Spinosaurus, which seems to vary in size between like 25 feet tall and 150 feet tall.
He's like Godzilla or Shaq. Yeah. It depends on what the scene needs.
Well, because like a T-Rex was like 20 feet tall, which is that's fucking tall. That's a giant animal, but it's not like...
It's like two Yao Mings. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like it's the size of like a skyscraper, but sometimes this thing looks like it's 5 stories tall, and sometimes it's like the height of a 1-story building. Like it's the size of a ranch house.
Yeah.
So you see the spine in the water, because this thing is amphibious now. So he likes to be in the water. He likes to be on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really care. He then
Spinosaurus in real life, not amphibious.
Really?
Mike is really into dinosaurs. Also dead.
Yeah.
Also, they're not alive.
So the Spinosaurus pops up and attacks the boat, and some hilarity ensues.
Yeah.
Benny Hill theme plays.
We can't do yakety sax?
No yakety sax.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Oh shit, do we have to cut them a check now? Oh.
Wait, is that really what you're telling me?
What?
Were you telling me no yakety sax?
Yeah, I was telling you no yakety sax. I'm going to have to edit this out, because that's what I was going to use for the clip for the raptor horn.
That's all right. You can still do that.
Great minds think alike.
Don't edit anything.
Okay.
So, Alan gets on the satellite phone, and he gets the little boy from Ellie's son picks up the phone.
It's the Dino Man.
And he goes, hello? And then Alan goes, whatever your name is, I'm the Dino Man. And then he's like, put your mother on the phone. He's like, okay. And then he goes, walks through the house, and then he sees his mom's outside doing it with his dad.
Boom,
and
boom,
then
boom.
Out in the yard.
To further bum us out.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, Ellie, it should have been Alan. So he then turns and looks, and Barney's on. And I actually kind of like that.
Maybe she has that dream too when she's having sex with her new husband.
She sits and she's like,
she just sees
Alan.
A velociraptor look at her and go, Alan.
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 It's actually just a penis, and the urethra goes, Alan.
Or maybe that's actually what she says.
Yeah.
It talks.
She's having sex with, she just
no
goes,
eyes.
Alan.
Actually, if in that case, the penis would look like a Grabnoid from Tremors.
It would look like the eraser head, like the eraser head monster.
Oh. But anyway, so the kid starts watching Barney, and I was kind of like, I like the Barney reference.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's a good joke.
Because he's a dinosaur.
The Spinosaur.
Did you get it?
The animatronic Spinosaur had some similarities with Barney.
Yeah, Barney looks like more of a dinosaur.
It was made of garbage. Like they went to Michael's and bought some stuff and put it together.
So then he gets on the phone with Ellie, and he gets to say like two words. He's just like, say B. Yeah, he goes, say B, river, or whatever. And then it goes, Alan. And then that's it.
Yeah.
That's how he's. It's like when someone says over, when he gets done talking, he just says, Alan.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, the raptors were.
Say B, river, Alan.
I think, well, we found a lot in the, you know, in the early Cretaceous. Alan. So, I'm going to take a quick break and play a song.
Okay.
Do you need to go pee-pee, you big fucking wiener?
Well, I think we should just have a break. I don't have to go pee-pee that badly, but I could.
Because you're going poo-poo.
You could go, yeah, you're going to make a poo-poo?
Doing
yeah, I'm
going to
go take a dump outside.
Are you just going to like pull your pants down, squat, and right in the middle of the road and just do it?
I was just going to do it right
you're
here.
You're welcome, Adam.
Don't do it in here.
I was going to do it in a beer bottle.
And then we can sift through it. A beer bottle? What do you, if you have like pencil poops, you might have an obstruction in your bowel. If you can shit into a beer bottle, you should go get checked out by a doctor.
No, he puts the nozzle that like decorators use in there.
Oh,
yeah.
So like so then you can take it. So like if you want to do like a design, like if you want to write.
Yeah.
So like if you
it's
save
like marzipan.
Yeah. So you save it all up.
He signs his name every
time. You save it all up, and then when like if you have to go to the store, you write something on the fridge for your wife. You'd be like, had to go to the store. Gotta get more bags for poop. Love, your husband, Christopher Brewer.
Thank you for using my full name.
Sorry, you got it on the joke. You put it on the Facebook.
Well, I have that much. You know, I have to do the whole name.
Yeah. Christopher J. Brewer. I'm assuming the J?
Yeah, it is,
because we have the same middle name.
Yeah, because we're both Catholics.
Now, well, we're boys born in the 80s, so everybody's got the same
that's true.
Name. Just like every girl from 1950 to 1984, they have the middle name Anne.
They do. It's disposable.
Although my wife has got the middle name Marie.
Oh, that's the other one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guess what, jerks? Here's a song for you.
Hey, enjoy.
Yay.
We're back.
Welcome back to
Pretty Robot. No,
hello,
Pretty Robot.
Kevin is outside.
No, we're allowed to do like raptor roars, and that's
raptor
it.
Raptor roars are not a thing, but I will try. Roar. Okay. Anyway, Chris, where were we?
We were on the river.
Rolling on the river.
Yeah. John Fogerty was running through the jungle, they were rolling on the river.
Big wheels keep on turning, right?
Yes.
Yes, I have learned your ways. Hold on, I am shutting down.
There's really not much left. Like they
just get to the end of the river.
They get to the beach, yeah.
Yep, they get back in, and Alan Grant does a Jaws and fires a flare gun at this big dino. Yeah.
Okay, so weird thing.
His Eskimo brother comes through with like a platoon of Marines, yeah.
So... a weird thing about that scene is that you have all the amphibious landing craft.
Amphibiouses?
Amphibious landing craft.
The amphibious were surfing everywhere.
The amphibious surfing craft.
The spaghetti ghost.
So at the end of this movie, an amphibious spaghetti ghost surfs up onto the beach.
Yes. Okay, so there are a bunch of Marines on the beach there to rescue them.
Navy and Marines, apparently.
And then this guy off of screen left... in like a suit and tie.
Alan Grant?
Who must have been there. He got there first?
Yeah.
Like before the Marines?
He's the Coulson.
Yeah.
He's the Agent Coulson.
He just strolls up. Alan Grant?
Hey, are you Alan Grant?
He's...
No, I'm not.
Hey, was this the same guy that met Nedry at the beginning of...
No.
I know it wasn't, but...
No. That guy...
It's another character that just disappeared.
Well, because in the book, I think he shows up in Lost World more.
Is he?
I think so. He goes back to try to get more like dino material to make more dinos.
Well, because Nedry gets straight up murdered by compies.
Yes.
In the book.
So does Hammond. Hammond gets eaten by compies too.
Yep.
Those compies are just like nom 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 nom.
Yeah, you know, they pick off the weak ones.
But little dinosaurs are just like, yeah, because one of them like, oh, I sprained my ankle. Oh, I'm fucking dead now.
Yep.
Like just like nature.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh, we missed the part where Mama want eggies.
Oh yeah.
This is important to touch on. So
Grant finds them and he's going to throw them out the window.
No, yeah. Well,
and he's like, what if they find us with them? And
what if
he goes,
find us without them?
What if they find us without them?
Good point. So they find them with them, and the raptors get in a circle.
What if they find us without them?
What if they find us without the eggs?
The peaky blinders.
If the peaky blinders find out we don't have the eggs, I wouldn't want to be around when Raptor Shelby comes looking for me. He'll eat me heart. So, the raptor, like Mama Raptor, shows up, and the raptor effects look pretty decent. Like they look, the puppets, the animatronics.
Yeah, I like the raptors in this.
The raptors look good.
Except for the mohawks.
Well, the mohawks apparently because they found out that raptors probably did have like feathers.
Yeah, except so they didn't want to go full feathers. They just gave them a little mohawk.
And that's why we get mohawk.
But they actually
raptor.
Found out that they had like,
and that's
they
a
were
sweet
feathered
ass,
yeah.
things.
I
like,
want
completely.
Some of them have feather hawks and some don't have feather hawks.
Yeah.
Is that to denote like male and female or something?
Yeah, you know, that's probably cool. I mean, the males will probably have feathers so they can be like, they can peacock and be like, what's
come
up?
Get some of this hot raptor.
Have some of this hot raptor.
Hot raptor.
I would like a
everybody had matching eggs. So
I would like a full on like Archaeopteryx in one of the next movies because it just looks so gross.
They need to get ones that like the shitty actors can pronounce. Mm.
Yeah. But these are like little like chicken dinosaurs.
Take 73.
So fucking punting them.
So
yeah, there were no compies in the first movie, even though they were huge in the book.
The
even they were very small.
Well,
but they were a big part.
When the mama raptor is about to get the eggs back.
They were influential.
Hold on. When the mama raptor is about to get the eggs back, Alan takes out the...
Raptor bone trombone.
The raptor bone... it's more of a raptor bone trumpet or a raptor bone... It's a raptor bone bugle.
Yeah, that doesn't
it's a
rhyme,
bone flute.
Yeah, I know, but there's no slide. There are no keys.
The raptor bone bone?
Yeah, the raptor bone... It's the raptor bone bugle boy.
Yeah.
He becomes the raptor
He's
bone bugle boy of Company
raptor
B.
Raptor bone
yeah.
from Company B.
He turns into like the John Popper of raptor bones.
Yeah, yeah, because he does. He starts playing into the thing going... And then the raptors the raptors go straight up blaster and they start freaking out and they're like, what's going on?
He's just a kid. He's got the mind of a child.
And so,
don't hurt him.
No.
Eggs.
Look at his face.
So bad. It's so bad. We shouldn't be doing that.
And then William H. Macy, who, while he's been on the island, has gathered a PhD in dinosaur.
He goes, no,
call for help. For help.
So are you calling for raptor help? Like, are the raptors be like, yo, we got your back.
Well, we know how to do the raptor help call.
Next time, baby.
And you know how you ask, if you, instead of help, but if you tell everybody everything's okay, you do a...
Next time, baby. You did the finger count. You threw me off.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm talking about Chris, because I threw out a next time baby out of fucking nowhere like a minute ago.
Yeah, and then you do, and you went like octave up.
What, you went, the next time
next
baby?
Next time, baby.
Oh, you know. I knew you guys were going to go, I knew James was going to go low.
You're like some kind of D who likes to sing like the harmony to Happy Birthday.
No.
Happy birthday.
We don't. No, we don't. We don't know anyone.
I
like
hate
that.
Those idiots that took like chorus in high school. So whenever, it's time to sing in public or like happy birthday, those happy birthday.
I took chorus in high school.
Yeah, like stop doing
you
that.
You took chorus in high school.
Yeah, and you know what I do with happy
they
birthday?
They have chorus.
Try my hardest not to sing it ever.
You.
Happy birthday. So my wife actually makes me sing it on her birthday. Like. Because, like, I won't sing it.
Sing, damn it! Sing!
It's like, I know how to sing, but I hate the sound of my voice, and I don't want anyone to hear it, so I try really hard not to.
Yeah. On your birthday, she
so
becomes
on her birthday,
the bad guy
you're singing happy birthday, and you're undoing buttons on your shirt.
She turns
happy birthday.
She turns into Scorpio from Dirty Harry, and you're the kids on the bus. Yeah. And she's like, sing, damn it!
So did you have, you had choir, like, in the Coliseum, then?
That's right.
Yeah.
Ooh,
age
joke.
I don't think
they sang. I think that was the amphitheater you're thinking of. Yeah.
Believe what you're talking about is the amphitheater.
Billions
of years ago.
Whatever.
So, Ellie's husband's the VIP. He makes it all happen.
Very important pteranodon.
And then we find out something that completely...
nice.
Yeah, a very important pteranodon.
Silent P, everyone.
Silent P. Band name. Yeah. So,
it's like when you pee on the edge of the bowl, like not in the water, like, so you don't wake anyone up.
Like Reliant K, and it's like, where's a silent P?
Reliant K is a silent P?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the K, spelled PK.
Essentially Reliant PK. Yeah.
So, we find out that Billy is not dead. He actually is like on a gurney and he gives him
Which was a favor the director did to the actor.
He's like, don't kill me.
Yeah.
So,
bye, bro.
I really would have liked if Grant had gone up and like, I'm glad you're alive, Billy. You still fail my class for stealing those eggs.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bone
eggs,
your hot girl.
And you stole my heart.
I'm glad you're alive. I'm going to slowly tie your shoes.
Now that you're not my student, I'll propose to you.
I've watched you grow over the years, Billy.
That guy can only go downhill from Travolta crying and tying his shoes. I mean... Can you imagine being in that situation? It's only downhill from there in your life.
So, the problem is that invalidates any feeling that you would have possibly gotten from this movie. Because the only people who die...
this movie does that to the first movie, too, with the Grant and Ellie relationship,
Well, what
too.
I mean is if someone, like, it's like the...
If they had done a better job with it, like, if they had just made his life so fucking sad, it would have been better. But instead, it's just like... probably should have, like, you know...
We're still friends.
Probably should have gone after her, but now we're just friends, and well, my job's on the line, but I'm still making ends meet. And it's like, no, he needs to be clinically depressed.
Well, he does.
Well, what they what
he
I
should
meant,
be like an alcoholic.
Which and that's
and
another
he has
thing.
To go back because he like is in debt and he just needs the money.
That would be good.
Well, that's another thing that I felt like they kind of set up a little bit at the beginning, and then maybe I was just reading too into it and they just let me down. It's almost like they start to set up a little bit of a black market with it. You know, like you have the tourism around it.
Yeah. Who, you know what they pay for a raptor baby?
That's what I'm thinking is like, it, you know, like, oh man, if you think like rhino bile is cool, wait until you try Triceratops bile.
So they should
and
do
put
like
it in your magic potions and you get huge boners and stuff.
They should do like
all around, like, you know, because people, I mean, you're making fun of them. It's not to be racist or anything. Like, people still use like
tiger
weird, weird animal shit. Like, of course people would want to, you know, try a, yeah, like a Brachiosaurus roast or something.
I would definitely eat.
Well, how big would that be?
Brontosaurus burgers.
Yeah, if they had
Flintstone style.
If they did a Brontosaurus, like a Brontosaurus roast.
But only if they would put it, hang it on the window of my car so that my car fell over sideways.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I felt like with the tourism and stuff at the beginning, they were kind of like, oh, this could be cool. No, it's not. Never mind. It's not cool.
And
no.
But by killing Billy, you kill somebody who you kind of had, who's one of the, quote, good guys, right?
And it was just...
He's kind of a creep, but he's still, like, he's still a good
loser.
Guy.
Yeah. Well, it just would have been...
What the hell is he doing there?
It would have been a classic, like, redemption arc.
He doesn't belong there.
Yeah. but the, you know, because you kill two mercenaries...
He's got a perfect body, though.
Yeah.
He does. And a perfect soul.
I want him to have control.
I bet you do.
Yeah,
he's a strapping young man with that with a smock. But by having a good guy, it's like the Quicksilver in Age of Ultron. You know, by having
you didn't
somebody,
see that coming.
Didn't see that coming, did you, cousin? But yeah, have you by killing a good guy, you're like, oh, there's some real stakes in this movie. Right. Not just Brontosaurus stakes, mm-hmm. but like real stakes.
They erase the stakes.
Yeah, because then Michael Jeter dies, and he had a couple of lines, and then the mercenaries are dead 2 minutes after they introduce them. They don't care.
You know what they should have done? If they made that movie now,
kill Alan Grant.
They would kill Alan Grant, or they would kill at least William H. Macy.
I thought he was gonna. I thought he did die because I'd seen.
Like he should die saving his kid.
Yeah, that would be very sad though. And this movie is made for kids.
Is it?
I think
the
it
kid
is.
Should die.
That's why every one of these movies has a kid in it, Chris.
My kid is not going to watch
that's
this
movie. That's why JP5 with black market dino bile would be awesome.
Because
and
you have
no fucking kids.
The first one, you got Tim and Lex. You got
kill
no
the kids.
Fucking
I want
kids.
Like 12 kids and you kill them all.
You're like a dickhead's wedding.
Yeah.
Like, you got no fucking kids, man.
By the way, no kids at my wedding.
Okay, fair enough.
But they in the first movie, you get Tim
what
and Lex.
What about dogs?
No dogs.
I'm bringing my dog.
You can bring Huel. He doesn't count as a dog. So you got Tim
more
and Lex
of a rug.
Tim and Lex in the first one.
He's a codependent roommate.
In the second one, weirdly, we have Ian Malcolm has a what appears to be 100% African American daughter.
Yes.
Who I believe is supposed to be his biological daughter because he like gets visitation with her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was weird. And then in this one we have this little boy who's kind of too smart and a
this
little annoying.
This kid's from something, right? Wasn't he from...
He's from his mother's womb.
He was from
the daughter did inherit something
it's not
from Malcolm.
Haley Joel Osment.
No, I know it isn't, but it's like one of the kids from that... It was like that douchebag actor, child actor kid from Sixth Sense. It was the same guy.
Haley Joel Osment?
No. Not the one who was actually a child actor, the one who played a child actor in Sixth Sense.
Bruce Willis?
That he went to the friend's house
it
and
was, this is Bruce Willis.
They locked him in the little like closet thing and he freaked out.
Oh, because he was a wiener.
Yeah.
Major wiener. You guys can keep talking. I'll look this up.
What are you looking up?
Trevor Morgan. It makes me think of like Trevor from GTA 5.
Who is awesome.
Yeah, great. Let's see. He was in Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Chasing 3000, which I think is the Bernie Mac.
The Bernie Mac joint.
Bernie Mac's a baseball player. Mm-hmm. Mean Creek.
R.I.P.
Barney's Great Adventure, Local Color, Family Plan, and Uncle Nino.
Did you say Mean Creek?
Mean Creek.
That was one. I haven't seen it, but that had...
Up on Mean Creek. She made me...
That had Josh from Drake and Josh in it.
Oh, I don't know.
It was like supposed to be a really weird movie about like bullies and maybe killing a kid. I don't know.
Oh, all right, that's great. He was in... Oh, I saw The Rookie, and I thought it was Rookie of the Year, and I got excited.
Oh, no.
Funky Butt Loving. He's been in some other stuff.
Rookie of the Year with a kid whose arm heals funny.
Yeah.
And he can fucking slingshot baseballs.
Yeah, he throws baseballs like, he throws
a million miles an hour.
He throws a strike from the grandstand at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
So he throws the ball about 380 feet or maybe 400 feet depending on where he is.
150 miles an hour.
He throws a strike on a line, which is impossible. Like, your human arm can't do it. I don't think physics will allow that.
It's not
that
just
to happen.
The arm, it's the aim.
Gravity will pull it down. Gravity would pull it down. That's why if you fire a bullet and you drop a bullet, they hit the
what
ground.
What if he tries defying gravity?
It's just the aim to begin
defying
with.
Defying gravity. Are you bringing some Wicked into it? Don't bring Wicked into it.
No, I hate musicals.
Well, why'd you even get us started on it?
What about Little Shop of Horrors? Steve Martin? Great.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, mama.
So... anything about, okay, is this is less than, right? We all know that this is less than.
This is so less than.
This is even less than The Lost World.
Which is bad.
Yeah,
this is less than, just look up the
Alan
scene.
Alan.
Yeah, oh, it's definitely all over the internet. There are GIFs you can find on YouTube.
GIFs.
No, that's GIFs.
No, it's not. No. It's GIFs.
No.
If you're not a butthead, you'll say GIF. GIF is the peanut butter.
Wait, no.
GIF is the moving picture.
No, I do say GIF. Wait, do I say GIF or GIF?
You said it off mic before GIF, and you just said it now.
But I don't think I always say that, though.
It's GIF, like from my...
I think I say GIF.
I'm old. In my AOL days, it was always GIFs, and how you got porn back in the day.
I usually say GIF.
Okay.
And then there was the GIF of,
you must be having
Bert
day.
Eating a
yeah,
baby's
that's
head
weird.
From Sesame
that's,
Street.
That's very... That's... You ever do that, though? Sometimes, like, you just, like...
have a weird pronunciation
yeah,
or something?
And
yeah,
like,
I've
and
done
like,
that before.
And you're like, I never say that. And then someone's like... it's almost, is it something like you're just getting old now and you don't know words anymore?
Sometimes I'll watch, like, too
hey
much
guys,
British TV and I'll
GIF.
Say something stupid, like, some stupid pronunciation that they do. And like, I really like
hey
it
hey, guys,
when
I'm going to
it.
The trolley.
Well, I don't say trolley anyway, but...
oh, sorry there, wife. I have to go out to the lorry.
Oh, it's like, I hate this... advertisement.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, what did I say?
Yeah, advertisement instead of advertisement. Yeah.
This soda can's made of aluminium.
Aluminium.
I like to drink it while I'm taking the lift to my top floor office.
I often slam Coors Lights up taking up the elevator. Taking up something. So, yeah, this movie is...
Pip, pop, dilly dilly.
Would you even recommend someone watch it? I would say no.
No, it's bad.
I would and recommend not, that they Allen it.
It's not so bad.
And that's pretty much
there's
it.
There's one thing about this movie that it's not a noble sequel to the other Jurassic Park.
Like,
even the second one, which wasn't good.
Lost World
They were still trying.
But it does kind of do its own thing.
When they get to San Diego...
I don't think it was trying that hard to be like the other movies.
When they get to San Diego and somehow the whole crew of that boat died, but all the dinosaurs...
Where
like,
were all the hills?
All of the...
yeah, San Diego is so hilly.
But no, when the mama Rex and the baby Rex are down in the cargo hold, and there's no way that
that's Jurassic Park 2.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and there's no way that those people would have been eaten. But then there's like a hand on like up in the captain's like in the
yeah just
in the helm.
Yeah,
there's just a hand there. Who ate them all?
Like, I don't know.
A T-Rex wouldn't have been
well,
able to
we're
get
not
in
talking
it.
About Jurassic Park
no,
2.
No, okay, but I'm saying is aside from...
we made a conscious decision.
I don't
when they're
care
on the,
about
when
that.
When
Rex
going to
give it to you.
When they're on the island,
he'll
Jurassic
bring it
Park
to
2
you.
Is pretty good.
We made a conscious decision to keep James away from the possible racist remarks that he would make to do
what?
Jurassic Park 3 instead of Jurassic Park 2. And
I'm blown away right now
I will say,
at how ridiculous you are.
Jurassic Park 3 was a dumb action movie. And that's all it was trying to do.
Yeah, it was a monster movie that they... Like,
yeah, it really like, failed to elevate the dinosaur movie.
It did, actually.
Like, I was expecting fucking art from my dinosaur movie.
But, I mean...
there's black and white. There's a dinosaur on his deathbed, right? And then the dinosaur's holding on to a snow globe. And just as he dies, and the snow globe falls, and he looks at the camera and goes, Alan. And then the movie starts. And then
so,
you really...
I think this movie... It's a bad movie, but I don't think it was trying that hard. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, like they like just got a script and they got people that they knew would make money. And they're like, all right, good enough.
They looked at the script and they're like, yeah, we'll make this, but it's not going to be good. So
get
let's
in the workshop, go make some dino models out of
Sculpey.
And
the movie was only an hour and a half long, which
yeah,
is
yeah, I was surprised it was so
short.
It was like 93 minutes.
I was
yeah.
enthused it was that short.
I was glad.
When I saw that,
yeah.
I checked it before I watched it and I said, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, It's a crap movie. Don't watch it.
Don't watch it. Just look at YouTube for the
Alan.
Because that part's great.
That, yeah. So, this is, you know what? I just realized in the last few episodes, we haven't really introduced ourselves.
I'm Chris.
People know who we
and
are,
I'm
right?
Kevin.
No, I'm Kevin.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
I'm James, and I'm sitting here just playing with my putt.
Yeah. And that's more Stallone.
Hey, no, this isn't the play with my putt. Hey, I'm James, and I like to play with my own
I'm
wiener.
James.
I'm James.
I'm running for the microphone.
Jim.
Oh, well.
I'm Jim.
I want them to hear me because I'm the only one who's listening, too. So suck a dick.
Hey, I'm Jim. So I'm for Less Than a Sequel
I'm
too,
Chris.
I'm Kevin.
Jim.
Thanks for listening.